Tuesday the 8th of April, Gimel Nissen, Rabbi Meir Olansky, Chayav Adam Lirot Es Atzmo.
Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Tezayin Amid Beis, links down, B'chol Doi V'Doi, Chayav Adam Lirot Es Atzmo, Ki Ilu Hu Yotso Mi Mitzrayim, Shenemar, V'Gadato Levincho, When we answer our children, the Yerim Ahu, the night we eat Pesach Matzah Moloi, we say to them, Bavu Ze, Oso Hashem Li B'Tzeisi Mimitzroi. What the Eibush has done to me, as we were Makai in the Mitzvahs, Bavu Ze, the Eibush has done to us, to me, he took us, me out of Mitzrayim. And we continue, since we alone were taken out of Mitzrayim, the Fikoch, Anachnu, Chayovim, Lohoidoi, and we start saying the Shira, the Hallel, and we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hashem Geolonu, the Goal Es Aviseinu. Is this Chiyuv, a Chiyuv de Raise, or a Chiyuv de Rabbonon? Well, we see in the Hemshech HaSugye, in Machloikis, if Matzo Bizman Azez de Raise, Moro lekulaum is the Rabbonon. Matzo is a machloikis. Rabbonon tzav le matzo bezman hazeh de Rabbonon, and we hold that matzo, like Rovi, that matzo bezman hazeh is the Raise. What is this chiyuv of chayiv odom liris es atzmo kilu hu yotso? So the Rambam brings it down, and he ends off, Ve'al dovo ze tzivo hakodesh baruch hu batoiro. Ve'shenemar, Vizokharto, and you shall remember, ki eved ho yiso, that you alone were an eved, keloimar, ki ilu ato be'atzmocho, as you alone, ho yiso eved, you alone were an eved, v'yotzoso lecheirus v'nitnis, and you were taken out lecheirus, and you were redeemed. I think that this chiyuv, knowing that it's a deraise, is most probably the most difficult mitzvah to be mekayim in the Leila Seder. Matzah, Moror, we all are mekayim Baruch Hashem. Of how are we able to be mekayim this halacha, which is a chiyuv deraisa, that we should all feel and realize that we were avodim to Paroi and the Eibishter took us out. What will we answer our children when they ask us, Daddy, you're telling me that you were in Mitzrayim? You never lied to me, and now tonight you're saying such a lie. I look in your album, I see all your pictures. You were never there. And the Torah tells us to speak like this to our children, and to tell them, Avodim, we want, like the Rambam brings down a different passage. If the Torah tells this to us, it must be the truth, and we have to understand, how is it the truth? The answer lies in the Agode Shel Pesach. We say, V'hi she'omdo la'aviseinu velonu. V'hi, this Havtocha, which Hashem was Mavtiach Avraham Avinu, that when you'll be v'ani, and I will take you out of Mitzrayim. This Havtocha is Omdo Laviseinu Velonu. This is Keseida Miskayim by us Ledoyle Doyle. How? Sheloyachot Bilvad Omad Oleinu Lachalaisein. It wasn't once a story that Paroi took us in Mitzrayim and took us into slavery. Bechol dor v'doy, oyim dim oleinu lechaleiseinu, v'akodish boruch matzileinu miyodom. When I ask, when would we feel more chiyuv of HaKoros HaTov to HaKodish Baruch Hu for what he has taken us out of Mitzrayim? If we know the truth that lulei chasdei Hashem, al pi derech hateva, we would surely have been taken in slavery. All over us are full of shivim umos who are oindim aleinu lachaleseinu, and we are a keves echot ben shivim zeivim, which al pi derech hateva, it's obvious that there's nothing in the teva which could keep the umos ha'olam from putting us back into slavery, at least, if not worse. Oindim aleinu lachaleseinu. And what does the Yiddishter do? He could have let us fall into slavery again and take us out again. But the Yiddishter loves us so much, he already sees with his Chesed Hashem that all the machshoves and the etzis and the chukis of the goyim lachaleseinu, the Yiddishter is meifer atzosom, like we just had in Purim. And we see how the Eibishter is mikaseda, not only taking us out of slavery, he is seeing that we shouldn't be taken into slavery. Now, l'choyre, which is a bigger ness, and which is machayev us in more akoras atoy? Obvious, not only that when we are in slavery, and we scream to Hashem like it was in Mitzrayim, bayonchu, bayitaku, and the Eibishter comes and takes us out, how much more are we mechuyev to Hashem, HaKoros HaTov, when he does to us such a chesed, knowing and realizing how so obvious we would be taken in slavery, if not worse, lashmideinu ulachaliseinu. And the Eibishter is so concerned and so taking care of us that he keeps the umos ha'olam back from doing what they want. Why is this chesed even greater? I mean, obviously, Baruch Hashem, that we don't even go into avdus. Oh, but the chesed is not even greater. When someone is in eved and he screams to Hashem and Hashem takes him out, he realizes much more, I was in a tzor and the Eibishter took us out. But when the Eibishter sees that we shouldn't even go into avdus and he saves us, it's not so obvious to realize then Chazdei Hashem. We very easily can feel we are managing. And the Eibishter Yekol there takes so care of us. So when we say to our children, we were avodim, it's not a lie, it's the full truth. Because if not for the Chazdei Hashem, which is now even greater than it was in Mitzrayim, now we are in Golus. And we are between the umos ha'olam. Look what the Gemara says in Yume, that when he went out into Golus, the Nevi'im couldn't say anymore, Agiboy v'hanoira. They said, we can't say something which is not the emes to realize. Aye gvur oiso, aye noiro oiso. The goyim are mishtabdim bebon echo. What does the Gemara say? That the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila Yechziru HaToro LeYeshno. In the Gemara Yume Samech Teso Medbeis Omru, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila has said, Omru, Ad Rabbe Zui Gvuras Givurasai Bizman HaMikdosh It's Gvurasai Bizman HaGolus It's Gvuras Givurasai. How is it? Eich umo achas yocholo liiskayim deina umes. That is gvuras gvuras. Veyachziru atoro liyeshi. The Chodes Alvoves in Sof Shara Pchine says, Im tistakel be'ein ho'emes shelcho, be honest and look with your true eyes, you will see kiyum Ha'umo Yisraeli, Bein Ha'umis, Nisim Ke'en Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's unbelievable how Goyim, how Yidden, go out into Golus, into different nations, and all of the Goyim know that we don't believe in what they believe, and we don't act like they acting. And in Kozer, look how the Yidden, the Chodesh Alvavis brings down, look how the Yidden are managing between the Goyim and Golus. much more than the goyim themselves. How is it? If not the haftoch of the Eibishto, ki loy ma'astim, af bezois, when I'll send you into Golus, loy ma'astim, loy ga'altim, and noch even more, that we are a kevesecho din shidin ze'evim. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Yerushalayim, and that Tuesday night, one Arab with a gun came into the yeshiva, into the Oitz HaSvarim, and he started shooting right and left and killed such tired bocherim. Are we supposed to think this is something abnormal? This guy was mukhen to get himself killed to kill it if he did. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Il mole moiro shel malchus, if not for the moiro malchus, ish esrei eyu chayim beloi. Ish esrei eyu chayim beloi. And now we're not talking about a normal human. We're talking about a pero odom, a Yishmaeli, who is mukhen to let himself killed just to kill a yid. Normally, all over the world, they would be able to take their guns, chas v'sholim, and kill any yid, chas v'sholim. However, we should all understand that this is the normal situation of Klal Yisrael. We are a kever ben shivim ze'evim. If not, hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shem el Yisrael, we wouldn't be able to exist. Oindim oleinu lechaleiseinu v'akodish boruch umatzileinu niyodo. Once the Eibishter has to teach it to us, like the Moshul Rashi brings, that his child was walking on the shoulders of his father, and his father was walking with him and saving him from all Chai Yisrael, Ganovim listing. And once the child says, I don't see my father, he's on his shoulder and he looks around, he doesn't see his father, and the Eibishter, the father, wants him to realize him, and he sees, he just doesn't understand. The father has to take him off the shoulder, and he got beaten by a dog. Oi, and then he started realizing, oi, daddy, daddy. Ah, now I realize how all the time you are watching and saving me. So this chesed that we realize and understand, which is happening to us daily, daily, is supposed to give us the hakover that avodim hayinu leparei b'mitzrayim. If not, we are surely would have been, or would be avodim leparei b'mitzrayim. Doesn't mean that's the parei b'mitzrayim. It means every generation and every dor, the goyim are our mitzirim. Every generation has its mitzrayim, and those are the shivim u'mitzrayim sheboim lachaleisenu. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, he says, "B'chol dor v'dor, chayiv odom leharois es atzmoi ki'ilu hu yeitze ato mishibud Mitzrayim." The nusach Rambam is not like in our Gemara. Chayiv odom liris es atzmoi ki'ilu hu yotzo, no chayiv odom leharois es atzmoi ki'ilu hu yeitze ato mishibud Mitzrayim. Ulefiko. Kishesoyid odom balaylo hazeh, when we are sitting leila seder and having the seder, soyid, when we are eating the meal of leila seder, tzorech lechoil velishtois v'umeisiv derecheirus, as if now we are redeemed from Mitzrayim. What does the Rambam mean? He doesn't mean to be choylet on the Gemara. Just we have to understand that this chiyuv of the Mishneh, Chayiv Odom Liris Es Atzmoi, is not negeah dafke to Leila Seder. It's a chiyuv which is negeah daily, daily per year. B'chol dor v'dor Chayiv Odom Liris Es Atzmoi. Just we realize, we show it, we prove it from the night of the Seder, how we speak to our children. And the Rambam brings the mitzvah, which is not negeah, v'zocharto ki eved o yiso. We are supposed to remember always that we were avodim. like we explained. But the Rambam says the chiyuv of Leila Seder is once a year to practice, to play, as if now we are going out of Mitzrayim. Once we must practice it, to live it alive, which will give us the help to live like this, to what we realize a whole year. This maile that Klal Yisrael has, not going into Golus, not being taken in slavery, and not being killed, and realizing that it's Hashem who's taking care of us, is not from the easy things. When someone is in slavery and the Eibishter takes him out, and he screams, Hashem, Hashem, Vayitzaku El Hashem, and the Eibishter takes him out, all he realizes is to say, Baruch Hashem. Well, when someone is walking around with a full of health, with a full of Ashirus, and someone tells him, do you know that you would really be in slavery now? Just, I Hashem, I am watching you and keeping you. The Arizal says pshat in the process in Hallel, Hallelujah Hashem, kol goyim, shabechu kol ha'umim, ki govar, oleinu chastay. If govar oleinu chastay, why should the goyim say hallel? Hallelujah Hashem, kol goyim, shabechu kol ha'umim, ki govar oleinu chastay. When Hashem's chesed is govar oleinu, is it the time for the goyim to say hallel? So the Arizal explains, Klal Yisrael doesn't even know all the nisim which Hashem is doing to us. Who realizes it? The goyim. The goyim, when they see how all what they want and they try, it just doesn't go. They don't understand themselves. If not, Hashem is watching the Am Yisrael. This maile that Klal Yisrael has, we have it from Avraham Avinu, and this is the maile which why Hashem has chosen and is so machaviv Am Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Loi mirupchem choshak Hashem bochem." It's not because you are such a tremendous big nation that choshak Hashem bochem. Ki atem hamaat mikol ha'amim. You are the smallest nation. Rashi in Chumash explains, "Ki atem hamaat" is the reason why choshak Hashem bochem. Ki atem memaatim etatem. I do with you gedulah, and you don't take it, and you realize because of this gedulah to be mamit atzmechem. So Rashi brings Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was put in a kifshon ha'ish, and he was saved. How would a normal person come out of a kifshon ha'ish alive? What would he say? Fire doesn't burn me. Baruch Hashem, the fire didn't burn. How did Avraham come out of it, of the kifshon? V'anoichi ofor v'eifer. If I was in a kifshon, I surely become burnt, and I became a gush eifer. And I see myself with hands, with feet, boss of a dome. The Eibishter is mechaye mayeifer. Avraham Avinu is darvir. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a higher darbe, and he said, "Va'anachnu mo." Va'anachnu mo. Mo means not even eifer. Poshit, nothing. How? Because we all understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is mechadish b'tuvoy b'chol yom tomim. When we see ourselves existing, why are we existing? Because we were born years ago, because we were here yesterday, we are here today. Why is the world existing? because the world is 5,700 years, that's why it's existing. No. Everything we see, Be'emes, should be in a split second, Toyu Vavoyu. Us and the whole world. Just Hashem. Every second is Mechadish Betuvay Becholim Tomi Maise Bereishis. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who realized this fully truth, he lived up to this, he said on himself, V'anachnu, no. If not Hashem, we would be just a big Mo. Nothing. Just Hashem is Mechadish Betuvay Becholim Maise Bereishis. Like it says, Le'oisei Oyrim Gedoilim, not Le'oso. Because the Eibishter is doing it daily, daily, every minute. Just to live up to this is not from the easy thing. Moshe could say v'anachnu mo. Avram, Chazal say, did not say v'anachnu mo. But he could say, going into this kifshon, it gave him an achize to realize that I am Eifa, which is true, which is even more. But this is what he realizes. The whole Klal Yisrael has a tzivui, at least to realize that we are slaves, and we all have to live with this hakore. V'zocharto ki eved hoyiso. That's the minimum, shem minimum, which we ask from every yid. We were all put in avodim. We were all put in Mitzrayim to be avodim leparoi, and we all were there. And we screamed to Hashem and He took us out. Now we are taken out. Very easily for us to feel we were redeemed and now we are a free nation. Over the emes is that the Eibishter is doing it keseda to us. If not Hashem, b'chol dor v'dor yindim oleinu l'chaliseinu. Just He's doing with us even greater mitzvah. Not even showing it to us to see it b'chush. Not even having us screaming to Him, help us. We go around with a feeling we are managing. And the Eibishtayim calls it, keeps us away from all the goyim, and watches us. And this chiyuv of Izzacharta Ke'eved Yisrael, why is it so important? Because this is the sod for our Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shomayim. When the Eibishter tells us, Onoichi Hashem Elikecho, He wants to give us the Torah, and I am your king. He tells us, "Anohi Hashem Elokecho, Asher Hoceicho me'eretz Mitzrayim." When He wants to tell us that we are supposed to realize to be Avdei Hashem, to take on ourselves the Avdus of Hashem, He tells us, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodayim Asher Hoceicho me'eretz Mitzrayim, li." Meaning to say, the Eibishter, my Mashgiach, Remei Chodesh, explained us. The Eibishter, when He wants us to become His Avodim, He doesn't want us to feel difficulty. And such a oil to be an Eved Hashem, He wants us to accept it the Simcha. And now realize, you would be an Eved. You anyway would be an Eved. Now, what do you prefer, to be an Eved to Paroi, or you prefer to be an Eved Hashem? To be Zeichet Olam Hazeh and to Olam Habo. When someone was a slave, and someone comes and redeems him, he with Simcha, he'll be mekabel on himself to be an Eved to a king, to an Eved to Hashem, and to be an Eved to Paroi. What makes it so difficult for us to be mekabel Avdus Hashem? Listen, I am a free man. Let me live my life easy. Take it easy. Live in freedom. That's because you realize, you imagine that I can manage on my own. But when we know the truth, that if not Hashem who's watching us, we would surely be avodim. If not worse. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so He's telling us, my dear children, you have a choice. You don't have a choice. And I am taking you and watching you, but just accept my avdus. We have a mistake when we say Pesach is Zman Chiyuseinu, the Zman of freedom. But then it is not so. It's the Zman of Kabbalah's Abdus Hashem. Just that is the true freedom. When someone lives his life and he's free from the shibudim of the Yetzer Hara, he's free of the shibudim of the Taidus Olam Hazeh, and he's free to do his true tachlis in life, to bring him to Olam Haba, to be metabel Abdus Hashem. Or now he's the true Ish Chelus, like the Torah says. The Torah is Cholus al aluchos, ein lacho ben choirim, elo misho isik b'Torah. The Chofetz Chaim says, what is the tachlis of this whole Yetzias Mitzrayim? Many feel this is the yisod and the shayrish of emunah. V'yodatem ki ani Hashem, lemanteidu ki ani Hashem bekerev ha'aretz. The Chofetz Chaim says that is not the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, just to be machazik by us the emunah b'Hashem. Look what the pasuk says. You should write on your hand, and what? Have written down, you should always realize that I took you out of Mitzrayim. Obeleman, what is the tachlis of this all? Tiye Toiras Hashem bepicho. That's how the Ramban explains the pasuk. Leman tiye Toiras Hashem bepicho. What I want from you, Klal Yisrael, is I want that the Torah Hashem should be the Picha. I want you to know the Kol HaTorah Kula. I gave you such a big Torah. I want you to have Torah Hashem the Picha. That is the whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we should become the Amat Torah. Look how the Rambam ends off the Yad HaChazoko in Hilchos Mishpat Shoftim. That's the end of the Sefer Yad HaChazoko. He says, what was the lo nisavu achachomim vaneviim yemoisa Moshiach? Why were all the chachomim and the neviim and all of us nisavet yemoisa Moshiach? Lo yikidei sheyishletu al kol ha'olam, velo yikidei sheyirdu ba'akum, velo yikidei sheyinosu oisomo amim, which will all be true. Oh, but that's not the reason that why we are so waiting for yemoisa Moshiach. Velo yikidei lechol velishlis velismoyach, which is all true. Aber what is the tachlis of Yemois HaMashiach? Kidei sheyiyu pnuyim, will all be able to be panui betoiro v'chochmoso, will all be able to sit in the koilelim and learn toiro yoimon v'laylo. That is what we are waiting for Yemois HaMashiach. Sheyiyu pnuyim betoiro v'chochmoso, which that is the tachlis of the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim. And every Yid and the Chachomim and the Nevi'im, what are we waiting for? When will come the day that we'll be able to be Zoichet to be Ponui Letoiro? Kidei? And that is still not the end. Kidei Sheyizku Lechayei Ho'olam Habo. Because what is Olam Habo? The Gemara in Brachos says in Daf Yud Zayin, Ein Bein Olam Haze Ma be loyko ilom azeh ilom abo ilom abo ein boi lo yachilo velo ishtio velo imasu matan velo kino velo ishtio elo tzadikim yoishvim vitroiseyem birosheyem v'neni miziv ashchine. We'll all be sitting in ilom abo being nene miziv shchinosay with our atoris birosheyem. Atoris birosheyem is the Torah, which is a crown in our heads, and as much Torah we have learned in this world and in Yemois HaMashiach, hopefully, which will come soon, and will be all poni l'toyo v'chochmoso, that gives us the chayei olam haba. That's what we say today in davening. The nosan lanu toyra semes v'chayei olam not adiseichayim. The Eibishter knows that not all the Yidin are sitting and learning day and night, but the Eibishter still wants every Yid to have a chelik in Torah, to be zeichet olam haba. What did Eibishter do? He gave Yidin, if not learning, I'll give you money. And now you'll have with your money, you'll have how to have a chelik in Torah. Eibishter did such a chesed to Klal Yisrael, that those who are zeichet to learn, are zeichet to Torah, which is ain't nothing greater than that. But those who don't who don't have the capability to sit and learn. They wish to give them, so with your money have a chelik and learn. Baruch HaSheyokim is Divri HaSeir HaZoi. By being Toymech in Torah, that is how you will have a chelik in Torah. I'll end off with one word of the Chofetz Chaim, how he explains the Pasuk. Eitz Chayimi Lamachazikim Bo V'Toymcheho Me'ushol. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, what are the Toymcheho and who are the Machzikim? Isn't it the same? Machzikim, Toymcheho. And why is there a difference in the Schar? Toymcheho Me'ushol. But the Machzikim, Eitz Chayim, for them they are zeicher to Eitz Chayim. Then the third kasha, what the Chofetz Chaim asks, it should have said la machzikim oiso, Eitz Chayim la machzikim oiso, v'toymcheho meushol. Why does the pasuk say Eitz Chayim la machzikim bo, holding on in the Torah? So this is what the Chofetz Chaim asks. Those who feel I am toymech Torah, very very nice, meushol. But those who feel that my hachzokas haTorah is me holding on in the Torah, by me being machzik Torah, that is how I am holding on in the Torah, because as much as I am machzik the Torah is machzik me. This is going to give me oilam hazeh and oilam habo. As much as I am machzik Torah, I am holding on in the Torah, because the Torah is machzik me. For those who realize that their achzok is machzikim bo, for them the Torah is a Eitz Chayim and Yitin Hashem, that we should all be zeiche to feel and realize how we alone are being taken out of Mitzrayim. That's the minimum, to feel that we are avodim, which while we deemed and will be mekabel on ourselves kabbalat avdus Hashem b'simcha. We should be zeicha to Yemei Samashiach. We'll all be pnuyim l'toyro v'chokhmoso, and to be zeicha to chayei olam abo.